Dear ones, for this evening's meditation, let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, and read the first 27 verses. Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. Ljudi, želim da se pročita iz Evanđelja po Luci iz 19. glave, 27 brojeva. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. And he said, Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest down, not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money unto the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and for him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Dear ones, we've all come together here this evening with a purpose. It is my prayer that that purpose would be to worship, to know Jesus. Zacchaeus was a man, perhaps like many of us, who was born into the church. He was born into a religious system, and he had access to the temple and to the mercy seat. But that did not interest him. Zacchaeus found boredom there. He found that there he could not do what he wanted to do. And so Zacchaeus left the temple. And by leaving the temple, he had no more access to the mercy seat. And he became a publican. And he was known as a chief of the publicans. So he was the worst of the worst. And in that position, as he extorted money from Rome, who'd given him the authority over a certain province, a certain number of people that lived there, he was going to collect money for Rome, and in the process, he could take money for himself too. And he did it in a manner that is ruthless. You don't have it, you'll lose your house, whatever the case might be. You extract that money from the people. They have to pay. And he gets wealthy. And he is known and hated by the Jews because he's working for the Roman government and exacting more than was even necessary for himself to get rich off of. And he said, and he was rich. The Bible tells us he made it. But in that pursuit of riches, of that which he thought, if I could leave the confines of my religion and pursue this wealth, this what I want, this will make me happy, he found out soon enough that in his many possessions, he was lacking something. And he had no more access to the mercy seat. And he heard of Jesus. And he heard that Jesus is coming. Jesus is in Jericho. This is Jericho of old, the city that was given unto Joshua, the city that it tells us in the Old Testament that Elisha the prophet, many years before this, had healed its waters. And here it is, Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. He passes through this city. Not because he needed to go to that city. Not because that they was going to be welcomed in that city. But he knew that in that city, there was a man that was desirous of him. He had heard of Jesus. And Jesus knew that this man wanted him. And so Jesus came to this earth for one reason and one reason only. He tells us that clearly in verse number 10. This is the highlight of the gospel. He says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." He knew that in Jericho there was a man who was lost. More than one man. But he knew that Zacchaeus wandered out of the bondage of the sin that he was in. And so Jesus paid him a visit. And he went to Jericho, and Zacchaeus has a problem. The throngs are around about him. He's a little man of stature, it tells us here. And that doesn't stop him. He looks and he sees that a path that Jesus is supposed to travel. And so he runs ahead of everyone and climbs up this sycamore tree. A sycamore tree which is not easy to climb. The branches are not low-hanging branches. They're high. And he's a little man. But he gets up that tree because he wants to see him. And Jesus, passing by, stops. When Jesus stopped, everyone stopped. And Jesus looks up and he says, "Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down. For today I must abide at thy house." Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. He says, "Come down from the tree." The tree that Zacchaeus just struggled to get up into, he's being told, "Come down and take me to your house." And what does Zacchaeus do? He makes haste. It tells us he makes haste and he comes down. He hurries up and obeys the Lord. And he received him joyfully into his house. The people saw this and they murmured. Gossiped. This man who claims to be the Messiah, the Savior, he went to be a guest with this man who's known by all of them, a great sinner. He's going to go into his house. He invited himself to his house. And the gossipers are outside. And Zacchaeus and the Lord Jesus are inside. And Jesus doesn't tell us here what their conversation was. But we know that by knowing Jesus, we know that there's only two things that Jesus ever spoke about. The man, a man, me and you. And in that day, that man and his need. And that he, Jesus, can meet him in his need. And we know that that's what the conversation had to be. And the conviction in the heart of Zacchaeus, we see as he comes out of the house, a totally changed man. Why did he change? What changed him? He came face to face with Jesus. And he saw that Jesus was there. He came, his sole purpose that he came to this earth was to save him. The people thought that he was going to become a king. And Jesus clearly shows them, I didn't come to be a king. I came to save that which is lost, to seek out and to save that which is lost. We know what the good shepherd does. He seeks out the lost sheep, that which is lost, and he brings him, saves him back into the fold. Zacchaeus says unto the Lord, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Everything, he's a rich man, half of it is going to the poor. And then, whatever I've taken falsely, I want to return it fourfold. Dear ones, James tells us, show me your faith by your works. Show me. Zacchaeus is showing us his faith. How do we see his faith? By what he has done. And Jesus looks at him and says, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham, who was the father of faith. Jesus saw the faith in Zacchaeus, demonstrated by his works, shown that indeed Zacchaeus is coming out of his house with a new character, with a new man, born again. He's not the man of old. Yes, he left, but he has come back. And the people heard this. And as he was ready to go into Jerusalem, they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. And so he's going to give them a parable, a story. And dear ones, this is for each one of us to consider. Jesus tells us he is a nobleman. He is a noble man. And he goes into far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then to return. The Jews had disobeyed the Lord. And here he is telling them that he's going to go away. He's going to be gone for a while. This kingdom isn't going to come like you think it's going to come right now. I'm going to Jerusalem, but I'm not going to be crowned as a king. He already invited Zacchaeus to go with him, not to Jerusalem, but to the cross. Come to the cross. And Zacchaeus went to the cross with Jesus before Jesus even went to the cross. Because he came out of that house a changed man. He crucified his own desires. All that which he thought would give him the pleasure, the desires of his heart, he obtained it. And there's nothing there for him. It was still emptiness. A void had filled his heart. There was a void in his heart that couldn't be filled with his riches. And he says that, Jesus says that when he leaves, he gives 10 pounds to 10 servants. Dear ones, these aren't talents. These aren't gifts. These aren't things that the other parables talk about. This is something that he gives each one of his servants, the very same thing, the exact same amount. No one has more, no one has less. All have the same exact thing, the same amount. And they are to occupy, as he tells them here. Occupy, trade, till I return. He gave them that which they are to use. Nothing else. Here's what you will use. Trade with this what I have given you until I come back. The nobleman leaves his servants. His servants. Those who are bondservants of the nobleman. And so he gives them each a pound and says, occupy. I will come back. And it says, but his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. We will not have this man to reign over us. Dear ones, I know that none of us will ever utter those words. I will not that Jesus reigns over me. I will not. We won't say that. We'd probably be even afraid to say, lest we get struck dead. We will not have this man to reign over us. What do we do? Do we show that we are not bondservants of the nobleman? Are we trading with that which he has given us? What has he given? What is this talent? What is this pound, I should say, that he has given to you and me? To everyone who is his servant. What has he given us? What was Jesus' purpose to come to this earth? He tells us clearly, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. What did he give you and what did he give me? A pound that we would go with his pound, which is his word, his gospel, his message. Go, occupy, trade. Do that which I came to do. Is he going to give you and me a different task? Do something different than what I came to do? Why would he give us a job to do something different than the sole purpose that he came to this earth for? He came to seek and to save that which is lost. He is telling us, go do the same thing. What do you have to work with? My gospel. Truth. My word. That's it. You don't need anything else. Don't change it. Don't make it look as if, well, this won't work. I'm going to just put this away. At least I'm his servant. But what do I do to seek and to save those who are lost? I may be ashamed to say that I have a pound from my Lord. How am I going to occupy? How am I trading until he comes? If I am ashamed to show that there is a different way in this life, the world will come at us with its Goliaths who are standing in defiance against this pound, this gospel, this word of the Lord Jesus. God has an answer for that. He sends his little David. He has his means. He has his way to destroy and to crush the world and its system. Trade with my word. Spread my word. Go seek out and save those who are lost. Give them my message. Zacchaeus heard about Jesus. Someone told him about Jesus. Look at the change that had taken place. Do you underestimate this pound that he gave us? Do we underestimate it? Do we underestimate its power? What does Paul say about it? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Paul says, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. And so do we think that we were shortchanged? Do we want to use different means to bring people to Christ? You know, many churches do all kinds of things. They'll do all kinds of things to bring us to Christ. But they don't really want to bring us to Christ. To bring us to Christ, I can only speak of Christ. How can I say, I'm going to bring you to something, but I'm going to speak about something different? What, do I have to mask the gospel? Do I have to give a different version of it so that you can end up with it? How? How does that work? Dear ones, the question is for us, are we trading? How do we go to work? Are we ready to trade? You know, the world has no problem hearing of Jesus. They don't have a problem if I present Jesus to them, but they see in me a life that is similar to theirs. They're not moved. There's no conviction. There's nothing there. But when we are shining as lights in the world, When we reveal the darkness of their heart through what? The pound that I've been given, the gospel of Jesus, his word, his message. As Zacchaeus came out of his house, I give half of my goods to the poor. That's not meaning that we're supposed to go and proclaim, I'm going to give this and this to someone. No. My life needs to proclaim Jesus Christ. And in that proclamation, souls will be convicted. And they will see Jesus Christ. His sole purpose, he says clearly, to seek and to save that which was lost. He didn't come to be king. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He didn't give us any different task. Do that. How can we do that? Only by receiving him. By receiving him, he gives us the means by which we can go with his pure and simple, unadulterated word. He says that he comes back. He receives the kingdom and he calls them to whom he gave the money that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Dear ones, we notice here that the one gained 10, one gained 5. And another says, here's your pound. I've kept it laid up in a napkin. Dear ones, are we afraid to work with the gospel? Are we afraid to occupy with his word? Are we not interested? Do we think that I've received the gospel. I am saved. Salvation is coming to my house, as he tells Zacchaeus here. And having received salvation, now I can go out and pursue, but not really, because my heart's still in church. I'm still going to show up all the time and all that. But my focus now is on my life. And I'm going to come and present, here's your pound, Lord. What did you do? Well, I did this, I did this, I did this. And, you know, and I did give 10% to the poor and so on. What did you do for me? What is our goal? What is our desire? If we have the love of Christ in us, dear ones, we have the love for mankind in us. And that love for mankind will cause us to speak of the hope that we have. But dear ones, we can't speak if our life shows something totally different. We get shut down. The world loves to hear someone speak about Christ, and they look at him and say, no different. He's preaching one thing, he's living another way. It doesn't move anyone. But as lights, the gospel message reveals the hidden things of darkness. Occupy till I come. Trade with my word. Use my word. Seek that which is lost to save. Our responsibility is to trade and let the Lord take over from there. Zacchaeus heard. Someone traded. Zacchaeus heard. The Lord took over. The Lord knows how to take over. When someone hears and has a desire in his heart, he will never leave any man, no man in the world that has ever lived or will ever live, who had a desire, a sincere desire to serve the Lord, and then he wasn't able to find him? Not possible. That's his sole mission that he came to this earth for. And dear ones, that needs to be ours. That needs to be our mission. He says, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. And then he says, in these closing verses that we read, he says, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me. Do our actions show that we don't want Jesus to rule, reign over me? Do we want Jesus to reign over us? Do we want him to? We'll say yes, of course. No, really. Honestly. Let's open our hearts to the word. Is this what I want in my life? Yes, we're going to say. Okay. Then why don't we yield our will to him? As Zacchaeus did. It came at a tremendous cost. That didn't move Zacchaeus. All that which he left to obtain, give it all away. What did Paul do? Everything that he had, Apostle Paul, everything that he had, give it all away. I don't need it. That's not what I'm here for. I'm going to trade. I'm going to occupy. The gospel message needs to go out. I will preach Jesus. But in order to preach Jesus, dear ones, he must reign over us. We must know him so that we can trade with that which he has given us. Let's not trade with my own intellect. Let's trade with that which Jesus has given us. But we must know him, and we must let him reign over us. And in doing so, dear ones, we will fulfill the mission that he has commissioned us to do. We can see the early church. They were given these pounds, and they occupied, and they traded, and the church grew. Why is the church so weak today? Why is it so weak? Is it because we're not trading with the pound? Has the pound been put away? Are we afraid to speak of the simplicity in Christ? Are we afraid to speak of that which Christ demands from us? Because it's not popular in the world. The message of Jesus is not popular. No one wants to hear. If someone uses you, let them use you. No one wants to hear if someone smacks you in the cheek, turn to him the other. No one wants to hear that. Is that the message you're going to give? No, I'm going to alter it a little bit. Well, you've put his pound away. If we put away the message of Jesus, we've put away his pound. And in doing so, dear ones, we will be judged. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Not only did he see him, he was able to host him. And he came out a changed man. Dear ones, today, as he tells Zacchaeus, I must needs abide in thy house. Today, Jesus is saying, I must need abide in your heart. Open the door. As he invited himself into the house of Zacchaeus, so he is inviting himself into our heart. Open the door. Let me in. I will change you. You will come out, Zacchaeus, new man, ready to occupy until I come. May God bless his word. Amen.
I trust that the Lord is able, through his Holy Spirit, to use the word that has been proclaimed in this evening to tug at our hearts and direct us in the way that we should go and teach us where we need to return. I'm deeply impressed by what has been revealed to us about Jesus Christ, that he has come to seek and to save that which was lost, and how much he has left and let go of in order to accomplish that for us. And the example of Zacchaeus, as he spent this worthwhile evening, this time with Jesus Christ, and he was able to let go of the things that he was holding on to. I was reminded of a verse to close. In Hebrews chapter 12, we read, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." May God bless his word this evening. Amen.